This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Wireless Access World. We're about to speak to Ken Mouche, who's a spokesperson for Verizon Wireless here in Southern California. Welcome to Broadband Wireless Access World.
Thanks for having me.
We want to talk about the newest and latest developments in cellular technology, and that means EVDO. Could you tell us what EVDO is, what it stands for, and what Verizon's involvement in it is in general?
Sure. EVDO stands for Evolution Data Only. It's part of CDMA technology. CDMA is the underlying technology that runs our voice network nationally at Verizon Wireless, and EVDO is the technology name for really the technology that runs broadband access, our service. And broadband access is initially launched last year to the business segment as a way to wirelessly connect to the internet at DSL-like speeds. And it's really, not just raised the bar for wireless data, but, we've vaulted over the bar and pushing it to higher levels, because right now, when you look at what's out there in the wireless data world, there's a lot that people have focused on in terms of, Wi-Fi hotspots and so forth. But with broadband access, you don't have hotspots. You really have hot regions, because where we've launched broadband access, and it's in 32 markets nationwide, you really are able to access that service where you can get a Verizon wireless signal. For example, in Southern California, broadband access is available from L.A. County to Orange County down to San Diego County, 4,400 square miles and growing. So whether you're at the beach or, at the soccer field between games, you can get a broadband access signal in Southern California. And really, when you look at that kind of mobility and average speeds in the range of 400 to 700 kilobytes per second, you have a service in broadband access that's really, revolutionizing the way that businesses are doing businesses today in so many ways, whether it's the realty industry or land development. It's really the backbone technology that we recently were able to use to introduce a new service for consumers called VCast. And VCast is essentially a video on demand right on your handset, right on your phone, powered by broadband access. So you have, for $15 a month, access to 300 daily updated videos, everything from sports, entertainment, news, weather, 20th Century Fox, CNN, ESPN, VH1, Comedy Central, all first-class providers of content, and you're getting those over a broadband connection. So we're also able to bring to consumers 3D games that graphically are at the level of PlayStation 1. So really a new revolution in wireless data for the consumers and powered by broadband access.
Okay, well, this sounds pretty good. You said it's $15 for VCast. That's on top of the charge for broadband access, right?
No, not for consumers.
Oh.
For consumers, it's $15 a month. And that's it. Now, that will be in addition to your voice service, but you're not paying any broadband access fee with that.
So in other words, the broadband access is for you to hook up your laptop.
Mm-hmm, your laptop or your PDA.
Or your PDA.
To surf the internet.
And how much does that cost a month?
Well, right now, the service is $79, unlimited, all you can eat.
Right.
So, no counting megabytes or at the time that you're using it,
right.
You are connected, you have unlimited usage, to hook into your VPN, surf the web, check out your corporate email.
Do you need to be a Verizon Wireless voice subscriber to do that?
No, you don't. That's the beauty of it. You can just be a Verizon Wireless broadband access user.
Do you get a discount if you already are?
No, we don't have discounts. There's no two-for-one type of discount. So, with large and medium and even some small-sized businesses, we do work on, off-sheet pricing to look at, if there are bulk issues, bulk lines being ordered, that there could be discounts there for businesses.
Okay, but on the VCast, then, that's separate from the broadband access and is available to any Verizon Wireless subscriber for an additional $15 a month.
That's right. And those 300 videos that you get include all kinds of content providers. I think you'll find that there's content geared towards the news hounds, the sports fans. But there's also content that we call sort of the premium channels. If you can think of this as an offering similar to cable as a business model. There are music videos that you can download MTV, VH1 as providers, $3.99 per download. So, if somebody wants Alanis Morissette on their phone and wants to watch her latest video or a Green Day video, they'll be able to watch that. It'll be on their handset, and they can watch it anytime, anywhere they'd like.
What kind of is this? Does the video file reside on Verizon servers, or is it downloaded to the handset?
It actually is downloaded to the handset.
And what handsets are good enough to do this?
Well,
we
have three right now. Three, as we call them or refer to them, three VCast handsets.
Right.
One is made by LG, and that is the LG VX8000.
Okay.
The other is the Samsung A890. And then another one that has yet to be introduced, but it's by UT...
Starcom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Previously AudioVox. So,
but generally, how much do these handsets cost?
Well, I think with the current rebates, you'll find the LG VX8000 at $199
right.
on a two-year contract. So it's a higher-end phone, but there's absolutely... nothing that touches it out there. And for folks who are listening, if they want to, think about, what is visually that, what is that experience like, you can quantify it, this way. Current services that offer something similar, albeit much more limited content, are broadcasting over 2 frames per second. VCast is broadcasting at 15 frames per second, and your television at home broadcasts at 25 frames per second. So.
Okay, so it's closing in on that kind of resolution.
It really is, and we think that these videos, which range anywhere between 1 to 5 minutes in length, content that's either been produced just for VCast, exclusively for VCast, or content that's just been broadcast, whether it's ESPN, Fox Sports, or CNN, the Weather Channel, we think that these sort of short videos are, based on our research and what we've seen overseas, these kind of length of videos that are popular with people because they really meet an entertainment need that people have, and they also fit into people's lifestyles, whether they're standing in line waiting at a doctor's office at the DMV, which maybe would last more than a few minutes, but really short content to fill the gaps and to meet the entertainment needs that you might have.
Kind of the way that televisions up at the Wells Fargo Bank serve to keep people occupied while they're waiting in line at the bank.
Yes, and I think
it's that kind of time period.
Right, exactly. And I think the other thing, too, that people who are gamers would appreciate, again, going back to the games that are available, the VCast games, when you look at PlayStation 1-like quality, there's just really nothing out there like that. And I've played a few of these games, and some of them, harken back to, video arcade games that, that came out in the 80s, early 90s, and others like Spider-Man 2 or SWAT are based after movies that were recently released. So,
now, are these games played just by the user online, or can they play against or with other players?
Well, currently, they're played just by the individual who downloads them,
right,
and not against other players, although certainly that is something that technologically could happen, and your audience members need to know or should know that these games are part of the premium offering, so there are additional download or subscription fees for each one of these video games.
Now, how much storage do the three phones that you mentioned have, and how many downloads can people hold on them? Samsung, who you mentioned makes one of these phones, just announced a whole range of new MP3 players to compete with the iPod. Mm-hmm. So presumably they're in the business of storing vast amounts of digital data for people to reuse. What are the capacity of these phones to hold things? And can they be then downloaded off of the phone into other storage medium or other computers?
Well,
how does that work?
Yeah, the games won't be able to be transferred, but I do believe that each of the phones has a different capacity in terms of how much they can store, and I believe the upcoming, and I'd have to double check this, but I believe that the UT Star phone handset has the ability to hold 100
right.
Clips / games, because I believe it comes with a small insertable card.
100 music videos, you're saying?
Well, whether it's a music video or it's something maybe you're downloading from NASCAR.com on your phone or from the NBA TV provider or
okay,
one
now,
of these others.
Right, speaking of these providers, what's that arrangement? Do studios talk to Verizon and then get the and submit a number of clips that are then rotated, or how does the library of available clips get there, and does it change on a regular basis?
Sure. Well, you do have 300 videos updated every single day, and every provider takes a different approach. For example, CNN has their several feature stories that they offer throughout the day, but they do have a couple news stories segments that are updated hourly.
Right.
So you really get up to date information, and that's also true in terms of the Weather Channel, which really makes sense as
right.
Weather can change frequently throughout the day. So
without getting too detailed or technical about it, is CNN responsible for updating these on their servers, or do they submit them to Verizon, or that updates them on theirs?
Well, they're responsible for packaging the content and getting it to us,
right?
And then we update it on our end. And I think what we've seen is that in some of our trials, because before we launched this in 30 plus markets across the country, we had user trials in San Diego and Washington D.C. And what we found is that all the different types of content, from sort of celebrity entertainment, movie trailers, to the latest sports analysis and maybe the NCAA tournament or whatever the sporting event is at the time, and even the all news channels, is that they're all fairly evenly popular, but that folks tended to stay within one category. So one thing that we think is just going over well in the marketplace is that once you find something, it's a reliable source, people stick with it, they stay with the service, and to us, that means that we have a product here that's really meeting a market demand.
Well, now, based on what you said about that CNN and the other content suppliers submit the files to you, and you serve them up to the users, is this system technically capable of essentially letting users go to any URL, any streaming server or regular server that has these files if they're properly formatted, or is it necessary that Verizon either technically or commercially be the gatekeeper for all this? In other words, could people access millions of sites through the internet this way, or is it necessary that they do it through the Verizon servers?
Well, there's really two sides to this. When it comes to these downloadable videos, yes, that is a push system where we push this out. To push probably isn't the best word.
Well, people dial
this on the server.
People get a menu and then dial. And how does a person? Let's say I've got the phone and I want
sure.
to watch CNN. How do I find it on the phone
and
tell it to download?
Sure. You'll open the phone.
Right.
There is, in all these phones, a circular control pad,
right.
directional control pad. On that pad, there'll be a few different icons. One is our Get It Now icon. Get It Now is our platform for all of our consumer games and applications and even a few business ones as well, but you'll find ringtones there and so forth.
Right.
You'll click on that, and you'll be taken to a screen. You'll see a few different icons. One is a Get It Now cart, like a shopping cart.
Right.
And another one right next to that is an icon that looks like a video camera.
Right.
And you click on that. After a few seconds, you'll see...
How are you clicking on it? Do you select it and push a button?
You select it. Yeah, okay. Using the directional dial pad, you'll select it, highlight it, click the OK button.
Okay.
And after a couple seconds, up will pop up a new screen where you'll see, the VCast offerings by category.
Right.
Sort of as tabs.
So you go into... Then you pick the category of sports, news, weather, whatever you want.
Right. And using a directional keypad, you move right, left, choose the tab you want.
Right.
Get to the tab you want, then use the up or down function of the directional keypad and select the video that you want to watch. And one thing I would like to add that I think is very unique to this service exclusive by Verizon Wireless is what we call, or what has been termed in the industry, as Mobisodes.
Right. Tell us what a Mobisode is.
Well, a Mobisode is original content, short 1-minute clips produced exclusively for a service such as VCast. Now, for example, 20th Century Fox produces 3 Mobisodes. Think of this as TV shows, weekly TV shows that are being brought to your cell phone but are original. So there's Sunset Hotel, there's another which is really sort of a traditional soap opera. There's one called Love and Hate, which is a reality-based TV show. And then there's a third one, which is called 24 Conspiracy, which is sort of a spin-off of Fox's show 24.
Now, are all of this content at Sunset Hotel and so on, that's already a television program?
Oh, no, that's what I mean by original.
Oh.
It is shot.
It isn't a television program.
Yeah, it was shot exclusively for VCast. You will not find it anywhere else.
Okay, whereas 24 Conspiracy is kind of rides on the back of the program 24.
It does in terms of the same kind of approach, the same type of action drama, but all the actors, all the plot, it's all unique.
Okay, now are these Mobisodes, if I understand correctly, there are essentially 2 levels here. For $15 you get to download, you get to listen or you get to watch the videos,
mm-hmm.
and the Get It Now approach also lets you download music videos and store them on the phone. Is that the distinction?
That's correct. And the Mobisodes
Where do the Mobisodes fit into that?
Well, it depends on the provider. The 20th Century Fox Mobisodes fall under the $15 a month.
So you can watch them all day, want, $15 a month.
Exactly.
Okay.
And they'll produce a new one every week, and it's free. But we do have another one that was just recently launched, and with Paris Hilton and her co-host of her TV show, Miss Ritchie, her first name's not coming to me.
Nicole Ritchie.
Right, Ritchie. And the two of them and their adventures... basically using footage from the TV show that hasn't been aired on the TV show.
Right.
And really building an original program for the phone.
Right.
Same plot, same people, but things that, they didn't make the TV show, but you'll see them here.
And are those essentially like music video downloads and you have to pay for them?
Well, on the Paris Hilton, Nicole Ritchie, yes, that's 99 cents a download.
Okay.
That is a Mobisode, and it's the only one that you would pay for.
So there are pay Mobisodes and there are free Mobisodes.
Exactly.
And the pay ones are 99 cents, and then they're stored on your cell phone, and you're not sure whether they can be downloaded to your computer later.
I don't think you can. Now, a lot of the videos from the various providers... You can download and keep on your phone and watch over and over throughout the day if you like. But some providers, for example, Sesame Street, you can view theirs all day and as many of them as you want at $15 a month unlimited, but you cannot, they will not allow you to save their content to your phone.
Okay, say just a little bit about the commercial relationships here. I would imagine then with the Mobisodes, the pay Mobisodes, that some of the money goes to Verizon, some of the money goes to the content producer.
Mm-hmm.
With the ones that people can see for free, who's paying whom for what in there, and how is Verizon making the money? How are the content providers making money?
Well, it's pre-negotiated rates, and part of the monthly fee goes to the content provider and part to Verizon Wireless.
So it's essentially like cable television in a sense.
Yes, I think it's very similar in that way as well as the consumer experience in terms of sort of the basic program.
Right, it's basic programming. You pay $15, and that money is divided up by Verizon to CNN and the Weather Channel and other content providers.
Yes.
In exchange for their content. That's how that works.
That's right.
And then in addition to that, you can get the pay mobisodes and work it that way.
And the video games as well.
And video games. Okay, I think you've given us a pretty good picture of all this. Is there a website where people who want to sign up for this can go and do that, or should they just contact Verizon in general, or how does that work?
Sure, they can go to www.verizonwireless.com/VCAST, V as in Victor, C-A-S-T.
Is there a space between the V and the C in VCAST?
Not on the web address.
But in real life there is.
But in real life there is. When it comes to the VCAST logo, there's a space between V and CAST.
Okay. I want to thank you very much for talking to us, and we'll see. Maybe some of the programs from Utopia Media may someday be on here, and we'll thank you for providing this basic information now.
Well, thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.